From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of the more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram more than 2 years ago has been rescued. Amina Ali, discovered Tuesday in the Sambisa forest of northeast Borno State by civilian vigilantes and soldiers on patrol. Olatunji Olarawanju is a member of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign.
On the list of 219 girls, she's number 127. She's from a village in Chibok called Mbalala. They've met with her parents. They've been able to debrief her, get some information, and she has been handed over to the Nigerian military for further debriefing. But we are also told that she was found with a child that is just about 1 year old or under 1 year of age.
The abduction of nearly 300 girls from their school in the village of Chibok, April 14, 2014, sparked international outrage. Amina Ali is said to be in the capital of the Borno state, Maiduguri, and will reportedly meet in Abuja Thursday with President Muhammadu Buhari, who's made defeating Boko Haram a top priority. In Washington, Florida, Congresswoman Federica Wilson celebrated the news.
This is an extremely critical development and the best possible confirmation of why it has been so important for us to fight for the safe return of these girls.
She said it's time for the U.S. and other nations to join Nigeria in hunting for the remaining abducted girls. Forces loyal to the new Libyan unity government lost more than 30 soldiers in continued clashes with fighters of Islamic State in an effort to push the militant group back to its stronghold in Sirte. Seven of the fatalities occurred as a result of a car bomb explosion. This is VOA News. U.S.